Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The Trump trial in New York. Correspondent Peter Harlamambos is joining us on the Trocare College live line. Day two saw seven jurors seated yesterday, Peter. So where does things stand right now?
Yeah, we're only 2 days in, and we have more than half of a jury that's going to sit in judgment of the former president. Though today the court is taking a day off. Things are going to pick up on Thursday, where we're going to get another 96 potential jurors who are going to begin the screening process. We're going to do this whole entire process all over again. The judge is hoping that we can have opening statements as early as Monday.
Was this a surprise to people outside the courtroom that they were able to find jurors? I mean, you know, it was almost like before this started, 2 weeks, you might need four just to find one.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a surprise for a lot of people. I mean, the judge had scheduled as much as 2 weeks for this jury selection process. And, you know, a lot has been said about this enormous difficulty of finding impartial jurors. But in some ways, when you look at Trump's other federal trials, now these are civil, not criminal, the jury selection process only took about one afternoon. So things are moving along quickly. Trump's lawyers technically only have about a dozen strikes that they can use. So these are the ways they can have jurors excused for whatever reason they'd like. So they're kind of running out of strikes. They have, you know, a ton of jurors coming in. And once they're kind of like self-selecting out for not being, you know, for determining that they can't be fair or impartial, the judge has been pretty strict in terms of throwing jurors out for what Trump's lawyers see as perceived bias. For example, they brought up social media posts yesterday. The judge accepted some of those as good reasons to kick off jurors. He looked at other posts and kind of was confused by the requests of Trump's lawyers, suggesting that the evidence that they're bringing to show that these jurors are biased really has no basis in fact. So it's moving quickly. I think we could see a jury seated, all 12 jurors and six alternates by Friday.
What do you know about the jurors that have been picked so far? Their
backgrounds. They're a fascinating cross-section of New Yorkers. We have the foreman. He's an Irish-born salesman who lives in the city. We have a teacher who lives in Harlem who thinks the way Trump speaks his mind is very admirable. We have two prestigious white-collar lawyers, which is kind of a surprise for a jury. Generally, a lot of prosecutors don't like having lawyers on their jury. We have an oncology nurse who works at a major hospital in New York. We have a recent college grad who graduated a few years ago, works as a software engineer, and lives with three roommates. So really, like, these are seem to be emblematic people of, like, your average New Yorkers. Everything from someone who graduated college a few years ago and lives, you know, in a cramped, you know, apartment in Chelsea, New York, to someone who immigrated here 20 years ago and, you know, sells cosmetic products.
It's pretty interesting. Hey, Peter, thank you. Peter Harlamambos joining us live from New York.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.